A poor 5 minutes away from talking about Achilles' heels again, and then a score from a corner.
Yeah, we're good at corners, aren't we? That's for sure. We just sat down on the bench and said, well, we're not going to score from this one. Listen, you know, football's a tough world, and it wasn't a good game today in any shape or form. It was a tough game for supporters from both sides to probably watch Walsall come, and probably in all deserved a draw at the end of the day for the organisation and work ethic towards the game. But sometimes you don't get what you deserve. We were victims of that last week at Peterborough. You know, I think what Walsall set up, they looked dangerous then late on in the game, and we were probably in danger of probably losing the game at one stage. But, you know, great credit to our players. I've said all along, they might disappoint in certain aspects, but they don't disappoint in honesty and effort. And that was there in abundance today. And it keeps us in that picture. You know, with the games ticking down now, the games will become more pressurised for everyone. I don't feel they become pressurised for us. I really don't, because I think we've got the ability to go, play and win games. And if we don't, that's the way it goes.
What's the feeling in the dressing room now, right now? Is it elation or just job done?
No, job done. The lads were flat today. We never got going. You know, we trained. We had a game. We trained an extra day this week. So I'm going to try and freshen it up this week. We'll come in tomorrow. I'm going to give the lads Monday off, and I've never given anyone a day off before a game. But our lads are well versed in how we want to play. The most important thing for us is freshness now, is that we get our players on the pitch fresh and ready to go, because results now and wins now will not put us in a strong position.
Before the goal, Chesterfield got into plenty of good positions, but just couldn't quite get that cross in, that telling cross. There was Sam Klukas flying for the ball and all sorts.
Rubbish. We were poor today. We never got going. It was a chore, and our supporters were terrific. The cop kept us going second half. Great credit to them. You know, that is when you need a 12th man, because we often puff, but we never got going. We tried to bring on a bit of freshness up front and get a bit more physicality and change it that way. You know, I'd love to be able to sit here and say, well, I thought it worked, but I think sometimes when it's meant to be, it's meant to be. I think it was meant to be our day-to-day and not Walsall's, and we certainly wish Dean and this team the best of luck for the rest of the season.
What is your message to the lads at half-time?
You wouldn't want to know. Keep playing like you are, everyone will leave the ground early. You'll have games like that. You know, for a passing team, we weren't penetrating, we weren't creating chances. We were putting crosses in the box far too early when we know we don't have enough bodies in the box to score goals. That's not how we're trying to play. You know, so all in all, it was disappointing. But then, come 5 o'clock, we're so happy to get the 3 points, because not only does it probably ensure your status in the division, which is always huge, we can now look for the last games as they're ticking down and think, imagine what if.
And then the corner Sam Hurd was saying at half time, you'd sort of said, rather than float them in, put them in with a bit more speed and effort.
Listen, they don't listen to me from set pieces, Phil. As you can imagine, I'm not on the set pieces because they're all rubbish. So let someone else think. We had a massive physicality advantage on Walsall, so there was no need to drill balls in and stuff like that. It was just about hitting an area and people attacking it with a desire to score. Unfortunately for us within the club, we don't have enough people with that desire to score, hence our record from set pieces.
Well, it's a clean sheet again.
I'm pleased with that, you know, because I thought we played really well last week at Peterborough, and I thought we deserved to get something out of the game. You know, unfortunately, we never. And in this league, one thing you learn quickly, lick your wounds and move on, because tomorrow's another day.
And only 2 points off the target now.
Just keep going. It's great for us. Great for Rochdale to be in there, by the way. Massive congratulations to Keith Hill. You know, with 8 games to go, they were above us in the league last year, and we were chasing them down. So hopefully we can finish above them this year.